My name is Sylvia. I'm an addict. I'm really, really, my heart beats fast, like, oh my God. Every time I tell myself, why am I doing this to me? But I have to say thank you. I have to say thank you to you all, to the fellowship, to the program, and to the committee. Thank you very much for putting up this convention. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. And Berlin is a wonderful city, but Rotterdam, oh my God, it's really wonderful. I really love it. So, yeah, when I came to NA, I mean, I have a terrible war story, and I will not bring anything of it today. And it's just that my parents picked me up from the drug scene one day, and then I had to go back and forth again. And one day I was in the treatment center, and I was not known. So, but towards the end, there was this person. He was from the other fellowship. Siggy, thank you for translating. Is everything okay? Okay. From the other fellowship, who made an H&I visit. And he has heard of NA, and he thought for addicts, it is time that there is our own meeting, and he has heard from NA, and he thought we could start the meeting in this city called Darmstadt. And we were forced to go there. And I said to the person who was leading the place, I don't want to go to any more groups or anything. I have enough of it. And he said, if you want this, I was, instead of jail, I was in treatment. So I had to go to get my paper. And I went, and there was this person I talked about. He was a morphinist and had 16 years, and he was, to me, he was something like unbelievable, and of course. And even so, he's from the other program. I must say, without this person doing H&I from another fellowship in a treatment center is, I think, that's when my luck started, that I really turned from an addict, a junkie addict, to an addict in recovery. It took about one or two more years, and I would call him already, he's not alive anymore, and I would call him also a predecessor somehow, because he opened the door for NA in a German part. And so, when I started in NA, there was nobody had any more clean time than 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And so I have to call those my predecessors, but we were walking the path together. So today I must say it is very important to celebrate the newcomers also. I mean, mainly because of the newcomers, I've made it to come up here, or I made it to stay clean for, in June, it was 41 years. But it took... Oh, there's another predecessor sitting. Oh, okay, and another one, and another one. I'm so happy for you, really. I'm not calling names, so. But this guy who came to that same meeting, but I was there first, and but after we both had shared, honestly, for the first time, for me at least, and I felt at home right away. And for me, this For me, it was a house. NA was my house. And from that day on, I took part of being building key to keep, oh my God, das Haus fertig zu bauen. to keep on building this house. It's worth it. So for me, until today, I'm part of building the house of NA. I have been doing service ever since my first day. And so this is what my predecessors taught me, that we didn't have a year clean and we went to the radio station. I don't know what we shared about. We went to treatment centers. I don't know what we shared about. But it was the beginning in this area. There was another in Frankfurt, in the American hospital. There was an army hospital. Someone had started an English-speaking NA meeting. And there, and these two or three people who went to these meetings, they also came to the city called Darmstadt. And one guy, he's not alive anymore, and he was the one, somehow he went to the First World Convention we knew of, which was Washington, no, it was Chicago in 1984. And he came back and he said, "You wouldn't believe it. There were thousands of addicts." And I said, "No, no thousands of addicts." He said, "Yes, thousands of addicts. And you know what I did? When I said I'm a German, I was the first German from outside the country in this program. And they celebrated me like Michael Jackson. And and I jumped on the table and have everybody celebrate me." I said, "Oh, I sure want that too." And so he is a very important predecessor to me. And someone else came from this English speaking meetings, and then for a sudden this guy disappeared for a while to England and came back as a woman. And and I'm really, really grateful, because she did so much to NA in Germany, in Frankfurt, and in Darmstadt. And that's when we started building areas. No, not even. We do it different. We built region. We built right away a region, and all the meetings took part of it. It was a huge crowd every time. I mean, huge, maybe 30 meetings, you know. And we tried to make decisions. But what happened that I went to the next World Convention, which was Washington, D.C., staying alive in 1985. And it was just like I heard before from this wonderful person. It was thousands of addicts. It was thousands of addicts, and I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. And I heard a tape, and we didn't have speaker tapes to that time. To that time, we had no MP3. We had tapes, you know, tapes. And we didn't have mobile phones. We had telephone booths. We had telephones. And so I heard this tape, and I heard this woman share about the steps and how she survived losing her daughter. And that's the first time I heard someone share about the steps put in action successfully. And I tried to find this woman in Washington, D.C. convention. And I asked around, "Where is she? Where is she?" And now I'm saying a name. Her name was Sydney. And she She would have been 100 years old in April, so she's not with us anymore. And I tried to find her, ask around, oh, Sydney, she's on the in the room with the sponsee, and they are sharing the step. Oh, she's there and there, and she's sharing about the steps. And I was thinking, I have to meet this woman. And I realized for the first time that I was not looking for excitement or adventure or anything or kick or whatever. I really wanted a solution for this ongoing pain inside, even so being clean, still feeling this void inside. And so I kept on looking for her, and then for a sudden, at the elevator, this person, another NA member came and said, you were looking for Sydney. Look, there she is. And I run up to her and I said, I'm Sylvia, I'm from Germany. Can I please get your phone number? And she said, of course, honey. And she, I still have this book today. That was in 1985, where she, with her handwriting, and it took a few years. I finally dared to get a sponsor across the ocean, and because, like I said, we didn't have mobile phones, we didn't have no messengers, we didn't have email. So she sent me a parcel. I asked her for sponsorship by letter. It took a while. Somebody rang the bell and says, oh, I'm coming from, bringing a package from Sydney. And there she was. She had a tape. And what's on the tape? She said, of course I take you on as a sponsee. Let's start with the first step. First, start writing about your denial, your powerlessness, and then she said, and then you go, you already have so many years clean, and then you go on with the second step. And you write this and that and this and that. And she also put down some writings she had done together with the sponsee. It was supposed to go into some literature. She was active in World Service. And we took these writings and we really got into it. We ate the letters. We ate the letters, and we started something what was really close to the program, what we call the steps, because in the beginning we had literature. It was like out of the two vowels in that literature, we just made an NA. This is how the beginning was. So for me, the main predecessor I'm really grateful for in this is this sponsor, and who guided me until I lost her, until she died. And this is somebody, just before the meeting, I said, oh, I will lose the train of thought, and of course I did. what I learned, or what often I hear, okay, the fourth step is going to be the hardest. And no way, it wasn't the hardest. I just wrote all my traumas. I wrote everything down, but I didn't write down that I had been relapsing before my last relapse, and I hadn't told anybody in the meetings, because actually I like to share this. In the beginning, I was thinking complete abstinence. No, that's bullshit. No, not really. Complete abstinence is not possible, and everybody's sitting there. They are not telling the truth. They are lying. They are just every now and then using something, it took me 2 years. Then finally, when I realized I could not I could not hide this anymore, and I had to tell my fellow addicts out of my home group. My home group has been since 43 years, it has been Wednesday night. And it has been Wednesday night in every city I've been to. And now the city is the city of Berlin, and it used to be the city of Darmstadt. And so then my sponsor told me, well, if you cannot tell me, write it on an extra page, and then when we are finished with the fourth sharing, when you are finished sharing the fourth step, just decide whether you want to share it. So I shared to her, okay, I have been having a joint here, a beer here, or something here or there, but it wasn't my drug of choice. It was not my drug of choice. And she said, you have to share this in a meeting. First, share your closest, and then you share it in a meeting. So I made appointments, and I shared it with this guy who went to Chicago. I shared it with this person, with this very, very, very good friend today who was in my first meeting. And I shared it with this very, very good friend of mine who's my husband now since 30 years? No. Well, we've been together since 94, and we are married 2002. You do the calculating. So, so this is I love NA with all my heart, and it's the contents of my life, and it's the structure of my life. It keeps me together, and since my husband is in the program, it is keeping us together, and it's so good that he has a program, because it's not easy to be with me. And it's good I have a program, because it's not easy to be with him, I must admit. Yeah. So, and about this, again, about this fourth and fifth step, then my sponsor told me, okay, now the sixth step, don't wait too long, 100 character defects. I say 100 character. I don't have 100 character defects. No way, no way. And I started writing. We didn't have the step working guide like we have it today, but she told me how to do it. I made a list. What would it? My life be without this defect? What would what was the result of living acting out the defect? So I also went into details. I like the one like with fear. Fear is one of the terrible defects, and you can split it up: fear of losing all your money, fear of losing all the sympathies of others, fear of you name it. I was scared, or still scared, of everything, and so I learned with this that I need faith. To me, I like, instead of sharing strength and hope, experience strength and hope, I really like sharing experience, strength, and faith. Because today, I really have faith in my life. I have faith in this program, and I have faith in everything what is happening to me. I have been through a lot of physical issues. Besides aging, I have physical issues. I don't know what causes what first. And I'm going to have an operation on the 31st. I'm going to have a hip replacement. It's just nothing nowadays they do it. In this clinic, I'm going to 2,000 times a year or even more. And but can you imagine what they do to me? And but I'm not scared. I'm not fearful. I'm not afraid. I'm kind of, but I have faith. I just walk with faith. I walk in every crisis with faith. And this is what I learned, and looking at my predecessors, I looked through all like this guy from Hawaii, what he's all going through, you know, and how he's dealing with it and how he's walking through it with faith, and how many, many, many addicts now slowly getting are aging, which was not to my time. I only knew one woman who was older than me, and walking through this, I mean, in the German area, of course, I know Sydney, and we need this. We need this now. We need to take care of each other with this. We have with these diseases and body problems. We have meditation. We have prayer. We have enough food, enough money, but we need faith to go through medical issues, to aging, and we have to hold each other and at the same time listening to the newcomers, because I enjoy so very much when someone is coming into the program and at first really, oh my God, no hope, chance to stay clean, whatever, and one day the eyes brighten up, they stabilize their life, and how much time is it? How much time is it? 10 minutes. Oh God. So yeah, and I'm really grateful for my sponsees and my grand sponsees, and a few are here, and who are very supporting, and we are meeting each other on ice. That's what I say. I'm not dominating their life or telling them how to do and how to live. I think we tell each other. And they support me, and I support them. They help me, and I help them. And to me, it's, I always answer the phone. I always answer the phone, and I might say, okay, not now, maybe tomorrow, or 2 hours later, but I always say, okay, I have no time today, but is it an emergency? And if it's an emergency, I push everything aside, and we talk and we share. And what else am I grateful for? It's unbelievable. I'm grateful for all the friends I have in NA. I'm grateful for my husband's sponsees. I'm grateful for my husband's sponsees and their spouses. And of course, and children came into our life because of my, not predecessors, but friends, same, on the same level. I don't think we are on different levels, old timers, newcomers, and yeah. I think I start blabbering. I just love NA. I love you all, and this is terrible that I don't have the brain to express what I feel for this program and for you all. And that something else is important for me. What I learned from my sponsor, I don't want to hurt anybody. This is what has changed in my life. I always used to go around like a Rambo, but it is, I don't want, even if someone is completely not my the same, on the same, I don't know how the English word is, and but still, if anybody is in trouble, I will be there. I will be there, and I will return, I will suggest, ask for her, ask him, she has the same problem. And I will not, what I don't want is if I see in another person the pain, and then I know I did something wrong when I said something, and I can find out what is wrong and can do a make amend. And I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I close with this. I love you all, and thank you for letting me.